The challenge of this particular moment has to do with how we are emotionally. There is a peculiar thing that happens with humans, and that is somehow you often feel you have two choices, either to feel everything or to feel nothing. And in this time when we are becoming, when our frequency is shifting to a higher frequency, you are going to learn how many things you can do at the same time. And this is going to be somewhat new because it has been very binary before. You are either all sad and tormented, or you are all, I feel nothing and I am fine. And of course, neither situation is really fine at all. But it is all within the human spectrum. And so what we are looking at now is expanding our ability to intake frequencies, to intake different frequencies, and to be able to feel, concern for a friend who has been hurt. And then to be able to feel what it is to walk in the park and see the beauty of the earth. And as we get better at this, then we can stop some of the patriarchal judgment, because this particular thing comes from a patriarchal idea, and that is all or nothing. All or nothing. So when we are moving into this next part of the world, we are going to be able to be more able to take in emotions for things that happen, and more able to walk in different emotions as we are going through our lifetimes. And this is a wonderful learning time for all of that. And it does not take away from anything that you can feel more than one thing. And we are going to take a moment to take advantage of the temporarily wounded among us to say, she can feel horrified, and then she can laugh. And she can feel very sad, and she can feel grateful. And she can take her walk around the block, and she can come home and sleep for a long time. And do you see how in a moment of emergency, you actually are able to use all of these ways of being, and they are all good for you. And so as we begin to learn this for ourselves, it is challenging there too. For many things that are very painful emotionally, we will decide to either collapse into them, or we will decide to deny them. And those are the two patriarchal choices. You can either collapse like a woman, if you know what we are saying, in your feeling about something, or you can be brave like a man. If you do not understand the patriarchal influence, perhaps this will help you, because then you feel nothing and you can walk through the world undeterred. And these are not the choices. These are absolutely not the choices. And we have this opportunity in this time where, because you are living in this Armageddonish time, you are going to feel emotionally some things that are very difficult. And you can feel them. You go ahead and feel them. And then you move your attention and you go ahead and feel something healthy and uplifting and strong. And this is what makes a true strength. We understand that this time is difficult, not just for women, but for men as well. Because can you imagine going through your life and every time one of those feeling areas opened, you moved over to feeling nothing. And it happened again, and you move over to feeling nothing. And for men, it is a sad thing because they believe that that feeling nothing saved them from the pain of what they were gathering. But it does not. That pain gathers. It is with you. It needs to be acknowledged, expressed, and released. And when you go too long, it makes a kind of pressure that you are not really designed to manage in this particular time of outcome. So when you come onto something and you feel it, please feel it. Feel it, acknowledge it. Now, we do not want you to overfeel things when you are being bombarded on your television and your other communication devices. When there's too much of it, you do not do that. You do not feel so much that you cannot handle it. That is not what we want to do. But when it is something that you encounter on your path, and you see it and you feel it, then feel it. Acknowledge it, release it. Move your attention to something that you truly want to feel. And that is how you build power. And in this particular instance, women are much better at building this kind of power than men are, because the patriarchal expectation is that you do not feel it. And that is a very dangerous thing. And so we want to applaud you all for being feeling people, but learning to measure how much of one thing you can feel and still be healthy, and then your ability to move to another feeling place to feel things that you know are good for you. There is an old patriarchal level of denial that is really horrifying, and it is to say that if you do not feel bad all the time when something is bad, then you are not a sensitive, caring woman. And I'm sure some of you would like to meet whoever put that piece of law into place, because it has done no one any good in the past, present, or the future. Because being able to feel genuinely, to acknowledge, to release, to move on, and then to be able to feel joy, to be able to feel beauty, to be able to feel all of that, and know that you have that range, that all of that is in you. That is a thing beyond price. And unfortunately, in the world you live in, you are going to be encountering this for a while. We have not yet come to anything that even looks like a plateau. It is energy gone wild. So you get to practice this lesson a lot. And so that's why we were going to bring it to you tonight and give you an opportunity to know that when you are feeling pain, the universe comforts you. When you are feeling joy, the universe laughs with you. So all of those things are blessed in exactly the way they are intended to be. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Let go of the weak. And breathe in the moment that you're in. Feel the blue of peace all around you. And feel that peace as a protection against whatever is happening in the world or in your life. feel a healing rain falling warm, soft. Let it wash away your fears. Let it wash away any emotions that you have had enough of and want to let go of. Let that rain wash away judgments of yourself or anyone else. Step into your heart center, the beautiful heart center that you have created, where there is peace and rest and joy and creation. And go to the place where there is water and drink water that refreshes your spirit and everything else. Now see that there is a path that opens. See how beautiful the path is, and know that it is yours, designed, created for you. Step onto the path, let go of the world, and feel the path taking you upward. Know that the air is full of blessings. Know that the air is full of healing, so that all that you breathe moves to the place in you where it is needed. And as the path moves you upward, higher with no effort, come to the place of faith, the faith that whatever the pattern is you are dealing with, the universe is dealing with it with you. And know that with patience, everything will come to the place where it belongs, as it always has before. Come to the path again. Let the path move you upward. And feel the energy become lighter and more refined, more powerful. And come to the place of healing. And in the place of healing, shed all of your fears so that there is a place for the universe to send its profound healing for what you think, what you feel, for any physical experience you might have, any mental experience you might have. Give it to the universe and let the universe do its work. Come to the path again. And let the path move you upward. upward to the place of the gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. And become aware that your teacher is here with you. And feel the teacher's love and support, the teacher's caring and knowing. Thank your teacher for being here and accept the teacher's blessing. Turn and come back down the path, still breathing in the blessings in the air, still feeling the love of your teacher. And come back down into your heart center. Breathe into the center of your body, to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.